Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
On this week's Healthline, we take a look at heart screening in children. A lot can happen in 5 minutes. Your world can be born, and you name him Jonathan. Or your light could fade when the final tile is sealed onto the grave of your only daughter. In 5 minutes, the heart completes just about 350 beats, pumps about 1,050 ounces of blood, and that's the length of time you'll be hearing my voice urging you to take care of your children's hearts. Heart disease is commonly associated with excessive drinking, smoking, unhealthy eating habits, and a lack of exercise in older people. And like a tree with rotting fruit, the first place to assess is what has been feeding the roots of the tree. One of the rotting fruits a sick heart bears is the potential for sudden cardiac arrest, an electrical problem causing the heart to malfunction. Sports medicine specialist Dr. Paul Wright says especially for children involved in sporting activities, screening as early as possible is crucial to detecting heart disease and preventing sudden cardiac arrest.
In collaboration with the Heart Foundation, we modified a screening test, what we call the pre-participation evaluation screening test. And with much publicity and fanfare, we got this to be established in the press and in schools that this thing should happen. We cannot prevent sudden cardiac arrest. What we hope to do with this screening tool is to identify those that may be at risk for sudden cardiac arrest and to identify other ills or other abnormalities that may affect them and make them prone to injury.
Dr. Wright says, with February being Heart Month, a sustained effort must be made for persons to encourage screening for young people and for healthy lifestyles to be adopted. The screening test targets schools and is especially for children who participate in sports.
So this participation evaluation that we are pushing now contains a questionnaire that has to be filled out in the presence of the parent or guardian. Because some of the things that we want to know from the child is a family history of cardiac event. One of the questions that we ask is, has any member of the family died of a heart-related illness before the age of 50? Now, very few 10 and 14-year-olds may remember that, but the parents will.
Now, the test costs $2,500 and in some cases will reveal results that are a cause for concern and require further testing. Some parents and children may be of the view that the test could result in the child not playing sports again. But Dr. Wright says this isn't true, noting that the emphasis is on identifying a problem before it's too late.
When you come to the pre-participation evaluation, these are some of the things. We do name, date of birth, height, weight, body fat. We do the BMI so we can find out if you're overweight. Pulse, we take blood for hemoglobin. We take your cholesterol. We do your blood pressure. We check your vision to see if you need glasses.
Executive Director of the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Deborah Chen, is encouraging parents with children involved in sports to do the test.
We have it at the Heart Foundation. We can come island-wide or go to your GP and have your child tested. No testing is foolproof. No test that you can ever do is 100%. But most certainly, it will pick up most cases. Do not wait on the coach. Do not wait on the school. Because if something happens to your child, it is too late at that point. If I did know for $2,500 Jamaican, I don't think that any of us could live with that afterwards.
So, if you have an active child, it's a good idea to pursue the pre-participation evaluation screening test as you strive to keep your child active in a healthy way. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.